Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. It is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show, and happy to have Scott Linehan on with us, the senior offensive assistant, some 36 years in coaching, 17 in the NFL, has been a head coach, been at LSU. Coach, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. Great to be here. You're making me feel old, though.
Worry about it. You're with Bobby and me, so you ain't.
But
the
you
old,
might be old.
You ain't the oldest
old,
cat on the air. I can tell you that.
Yeah, you might be old, but a lot of wisdom.
That's right.
You know,
that's
you,
right.
You've been there, done that.
So yeah, I guess before we do get started, so that we kind of everybody can kind of understand, can you talk a little bit about just really the roles and responsibility of a senior offensive assistant?
Yeah, the way it was defined, I talked to Kellen, you know, a lot over the last couple of years when I knew he was maybe going to be in line to be a head coach and all that stuff. I said, hey, listen, I got a lot of things I think I can offer you if there's ever a position, because, you know, I remember being in his shoes. I wasn't quite as young as he is now, but I remember thinking how valuable it was to have experienced coaches around me when I was in that position, and just to be a resource for, you know, anything from, you know, organization of the week, you know, things that you do, organization of your staff, you know, what roles everybody has, you know, just kind of suggestions in that regard. And that was more off season stuff. And during the season, you know, I'd stay about a half a week ahead of our opponents. So I start studying, you know, next week's opponents. I was on Carolina last week on Thursday, and so I spent a couple of days with them and our pro scouting people to get a head start on them. In fact, my meeting with the offensive staff is currently right now. They're waiting for me to step in there and when I'm finished to give them a little pre-report on what Carolina's doing and all that stuff. So I think there's some value to that, especially just from, you know, schematic standpoint and strategy standpoint and those kind of things, and talking about, you know, the matchups that are going to be matchups we need to be aware of, and, you know, all the things that are go into the, you know, the early part of game planning. And then, you know, during the week, I spend time with the staff. I meet with them. We do the game plan preparation. First, second down starts today and finishes through tomorrow. And then we get working on third downs, and then we get working on red zone. So I do a kind of a separate report on that, just because, you know, that's what I did for a living for 36 years. You know, that's the area I think I can at least attempt to be most valuable.
Well, Scott, all the football that you've witnessed and been a part of, and I've watched a lot of football. We've all been a part of football at the highest level. I don't know. I look at the Bills game. You know, we were fighting. We're hanging in there. I look at the Rams game when we made it 20-10. But I don't know. Both those games seem like they were just playing around with us. You look, it's pros versus pros. But I think the Rams even did it more convincingly. At times, I don't know, it looked like that we were playing checkers and like the Rams were playing chess.
Yeah, you know, I get that. It's those weren't our best days. You know, we're definitely fighting. I think our you know, spirit and competition was there. I think, you know, at some point as we move through this, and I've been through it. You know that quarterback that played for the Rams yesterday had a pretty good day, and I was part of his rookie season as a quarterback in the NFL when he took over for a team that, you know, previously the season before didn't win a game. So, after this many games in 2009, I think he had the same record that Tyler Shuck has right now as a quarterback, but and counting Spencer in that as well. So, you know, we've got to obviously improve from where we are. You know, the results do matter. We can't focus on them as much because we've got to find some victories in our improvement. And I think what we do now is what matters. You know, there were some bright spots. I thought Tyler hung in there really good yesterday. That wasn't a great early environment for him, you know, as far as like, you know, was he going to have a comfortable pocket and all those kind of things. He's really playing maybe one of the best defenses in the National Football League in his first start as a rookie. And so I thought he hung in there good. I thought he made some really nice decisions and throws, you know, at the end of the game with his interception, you know, fourth down. I mean, you can't really hardly blame the guy. He's trying to make that play. You know, he wouldn't have tried to do that if it wasn't that situation. And so I think what we've got to do is, you know, just keep going back to the drawing board. We've got to, number one, we got to eliminate, you know, we can't turn the ball over. We're doing a nice job of that until we had this three-game stretch where we just turned the ball over too much. You're not going to win games whether you're, you know, in a better position and you've got a better situation. You know, if you turn the football over, you're not going to win. And that's what kind of derailed us from where we were in our, you know, competitive approach to the games when we were protecting it better prior to that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know, that was part of the question, Scott, I was going to ask you. Of all the quarterbacks you've worked with and a number, you got a lot of skins on the wall. You mentioned Matthew Stafford and his first experience in the National Football League. How would you view, like, Tyler Shuck? You know, yeah, Spencer Rattler, maybe you can compare him. You know, maybe you might not want to do that. You know, a lot of times, who can you compare to him? Like, for instance, like Mendoza, right now at Indiana, he's getting ready to come out. You look at a quarterback's mobility and all that, and how he can spin it. I remember, I'm telling you right now, I said Jared Goff when he was at Cal. I said, that dude is going to, as an NFL quarterback, I could just tell his presence, how he utilizes play action. So I look at Jared Goff where he's at now. And, you know, you might not necessarily be with that first team. You look where Sam Darnold's out is at right now. Look at that game you had with the Seahawks last night against the Washington Commanders. But how would you view the comparison or that maybe like with a Tyler Shuck or even a Spencer Rattler?
Yeah, you know, but both those guys, Tyler and Spencer, you know, first of all, Spencer did some really good things, played really good football in his stretch. You know, towards the end when we had a couple of games where the turnovers became an issue, and then, you know, we're giving obviously giving Tyler a run at it now. I think both these guys have very, very bright futures. And you mentioned a lot of names there of guys that, you know, people tend to forget where they were when they first were playing in this league. There's a lot of them were standing on the sidelines or had been replaced for other alternatives and, you know, moved on to team after team. And that, you know, that's kind of way the, kind of the way the league works. You know, I remember Jared Goff's first year at the Rams, you know, it wasn't pretty for him, you know, and he's not one of the premier guys in the league, you know, and you, Sam Darnold, you mentioned all these other guys, you know, it's, I think the fair comparison is where they are in their careers. You know, they're just starting. These guys are going to continue to improve. They've got the right stuff and the makeup. They're great preparers. They understand the game well. You know, as they just keep plugging along and not losing heart, they're going to end up being really, really good players in this league, and we're excited about both those guys.
So, Coach, as we look kind of through, because we focus so much on the quarterback, but when we talk about the running game, like when you were in Dallas, man, you had Dak and Tony Romo, but you also had Ezekiel Elliott, Darren McFadden, DeMarco Murray. When you were at St. Louis, you had Steven Jackson. So, man, I guess the overall question is, what is the most frustrating part about being 1-8, and is it the kind of ability, you see what you have at running back, but you just can't seem to get it going?
Yeah, I mean, we love our running backs, and we love our, you know, our guys. We haven't been able to have that consistent, sustaining, you know, run game that really will help Kellen as we continue to work on it and get better at it to be able to, you know, call the game. You know, I think I know he approached that game knowing who we were playing with the pass rush those guys had. I know he wanted to be able to control that game and be able to be in manageable, you know, down distances so we could, you know, sustain drives and go. And you know, it's hard when you're going out there and you have, you know, have a couple things that derail you. So he's just got to keep plugging along. He was in one of the best environments as far as being able to call the game a year ago. And, you know, that's what we're really not that far away. It may not feel that way or look that way, but we got really good coaches on the staff. Our O-line coaches are guys that have been successful everywhere they've been. They know how to motivate their guys. You know, JT's coached some great backs, and, you know, AK's had some of his greatest years under him. We just got to keep plugging along and being, you know, very, very resilient in our approach, and just keep doing what we need to do. And like, I really believe that, you know, if we don't lose our focus that way, we will get the results we're looking for by the as the year goes on.
Now, Scott, two-part question here before I let you run. The tight end position. Now, Juwan Johnson, he catches the touchdown pass. But I always say that was a quarterback's best friend. I remember Hobie Brennan and John Tice. They ran like a 4.8 40. But they could block their ass off, and they would get open, maybe not much yak, but would always catch it and could always do their job. But how can, like, the Rams utilize, like, four tight ends, 10 catches, 114 yards? You might say, well, Stafford and his expertise and Coach McVay. But why? I don't think we utilize – I think you might be old school enough. Why don't we utilize the tight end more? And then another part of that question, because the Saints fans remember with Drew Brees, Sean Payton, the screenplay. Pierre Thomas was the poster child, the coaching clinic tape, how you run a screen. And I think Kamara could do that. We had Reggie Bush, we had Darren Sproles. Well, we don't run like to slow down a pass rush, maybe that screenplay, or utilizing the tight ends more. I want you to elaborate on that.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned it, but those are some areas we're going to really focus. You know, we got this game this week. We're focused on things that I know will help improve us, just because I've listened to Kellen talk through all these things, and he sees the value in tight ends. If you know, you really watch Kellen's, you know, his career tight ends have been a big part of his system. And you know, I think that's something we'll continue to work to expand on. And, you know, I think the other part is this, is the screen game. That's a good point with you playing these elite pass rushers in this league. You know, the screen game can be effective. And those are things that, you know, we talk about and we'll be talking about, you know, this week. And then when we get to our bye week, I'm sure we'll revisit a lot of things that we're going to really hone in on and see what fits for us as we finish the remainder of the season.
Well, Coach, it's a tough profession. When you're a head coach, kind of, you know, in waiting, always waiting to get fired, but it's always about the people around you, right? I mean, so when you were the head coach at the Rams, when you got let go, Jim Haslett took over as interim. Your defensive coordinator, also with him, was Rick Venturi. He took over for Jim Mora here in 96 when Mora left the job. And now you're coaching with Chase Haslett, his son.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is.
The world just goes round and round.
Right. It's just, but I mean, it's because it's who you trust. It's who you've worked with. It's what you know. I mean, there's no real question there. I was just like, wow, look at all these people. I mean, you go with what you know.
That's right. No, it's a great profession. We don't have perfect days every week, but we have a perfect profession in our view. We love it.
All right, Scott, we appreciate it. Scott Linehan, senior offensive assistant. Good luck in Carolina. Appreciate your time.
You bet. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.